You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 133 of the Time Hackers Podcast, and today we're going to have a little chit-chat because I want to update you on what has been going on, a few insights that I've had about time management and what we truly waste our time on. And I'm going to also update you on what's going to happen in the next few episodes because I think it's kind of exciting, at least for me. I'm very excited. And I want to get your feedback because sometimes when you're a podcaster, it can feel like a one-sided street, one-way street, like when you sit here and record in front of your microphone and with your laptop and then you edit and you upload and you kind of write about it on social media and you hope people are listening. And sometimes you do get an email here and there, but most of the time it's a pretty lonely business. So I'm all about hearing from you because this podcast is not about me. It's not about me sitting in front of a mic. It's about me delivering things that are interesting and helpful to you. So I want to hear from you. Okay, so the first thing that I want to talk about is a couple of changes that have been going on with the Time Hackers brand. As you know, I've already mentioned that I'm moving kind of towards newer streams of income and things that I'm doing. I actually had a pretty busy month because my business actually exceeded a certain amount of income, a certain level of income, which means that I had to go and change a few things and had a fun day with the IRS and the tax people and all this good jazz. And the reason that we exceeded this level that we have anticipated for this year is because I am now offering a new service, which is project management for online businesses. And this is kind of a step up from my coaching business, where I take people that have businesses or business owners or just have really, really important projects on their hands, and I teach them how to make everything work. I'm a success coach, so I take their business with them and I teach them how to make it with any task they have within the time boundaries, within the resources that they have, and how to excel at everything. And this has been working awesome, but one thing I have noticed is it takes a lot of work, obviously, because you're kind of learning a new skill. And some people just are not cut for it. Some people don't want to change the way they do business or the way they do things. Some people don't want to be a businessmen. They just want to be a business owner or a business investor, or they want to get the results without putting in the hard work. And while I know that, especially in our niche, in the online marketing niche, people constantly, well, if you want to succeed, you have to do the work. I actually ask myself, well, what if you didn't? What if someone would come and say, hey, dude, I'm going to take the work. I know how to do it. I'm going to do it for you. You're going to be the business owner. How does that sound? And I kind of asked a few of my clients, and the response that I got was incredible. Apparently, people actually like when someone who knows their shit comes and tells them, hey, give me your online business or your current project or whatever it is, and I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to gather up a team of professionals I trust. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to take care of everything, starting from the way your website looks till your funnels and your email sequences and your marketing and the way everything looks and sounds to your people. The only thing I need from you is to be the talent, like in Hollywood where there is the talent. So this girl that can sing really well, or this actor that is amazing and incredible on a stage or on screen, but they really can't do anything else aside from what they're really good at. So I'm taking people that are really, really good at what they do, and I'm being their agent. I'm building a business around them. And this is what I have been doing in the past couple of months. So I have been keeping very busy. The success has been pretty incredible. So this is a direction that we're taking from it. Obviously, this is a pricey service. I'm literally taking your business and making it work. I'm making it into a huge success. So obviously, it's not like paying me for sit with you for 1 hour every week. I'm gathering people around me. I have teams working on it 24/7 from all around the world. This is pretty exciting. This is kind of where I wanted to take Time Hackers from the very beginning. And I'm really honored to be able to sit with these amazing people and help them create their dream, make their dreams come true. So this is kind of what I have been doing lately. And the fact that I've been kind of again in the world of project management and managing teams and multiple teams from different parts of the world and managing resources and kind of, you know, simultaneously being in the middle of this incredible storm of business, I started to write a lot more. And the reason I started to write a lot more, and you will see this on the Time Hackers blog pretty soon, if you've been missing my posts, then you're about to have a pretty hefty amount of them. I've been writing a lot because I've been getting a lot of ideas and a lot of insights thanks to those people that I'm working with, realizing why do they need someone else to manage their business, what makes it so hard to make it on your own. And again, as everything I preach for, yes, there are people who can afford me and my teams, and there are people who can't, but they still need the help. So I'm basically outlining the pet peeves that most business owners or people who want to become entrepreneurs have, and I try to break it down into simple solutions. This is what I've been writing a whole lot about in the past couple of weeks, and this is also something that I want to start talking about on this podcast, because time management, it's not only, I mean, time, it's a resource. What you do with it is what matters. And talking about apps that are awesome for your inbox management, or talking about how you can do more things while you commute, it's all important things. But I kind of feel that the people that have been listening to this podcast for a while are already pros in it. You can teach other people how to do it because you're amazing. You're time hackers, for crying out loud. So I want to bring something new to the table. And I think that starting to talk about the pet peeves of us as managers, as team leaders, as people who have others that depend on them, even if you're a one project kind of person, talking about what stopped us, what makes us and leads us towards procrastination, towards wasting our time on not the right things, the wrong things would have been probably a better phrasing, but talking about the things that bring us there and how to overcome them, and creating systems and methods that you can apply to your life and to your business right away, this is something that I want to tap into. Now, I'm going to start recording those episodes because I have a lot of things to cover, a lot of material, a lot of things that just are kind of coming all together in my mind. These are things I have been faced with a lot in the past 10 years, and I want to talk about them, but I don't want to talk about anything that is not interesting to you, that you don't think will be helpful for you. So I am asking for your help. I am asking you, if you are a listener of this podcast, whether you've been listening from episode 1 or from episode 133, I want you to tell me if you are interested in finding out how you can take your day job or your entrepreneurial adventure, or even how you can start your entrepreneurial online or offline business and take it to the next level. If you're interested in finding out how you can do it, how you can do it in an effective, smart way, then I'm going to be releasing those episodes for you. Now, how can you tell me? This is super easy. As you know, or maybe you don't, my personal email is j@imjulie.com. This is j@ the letter I, the letter M, and then my name, Julie.com. Write me and tell me your feedback. I need your help, guys. I need to know that I'm not on my own with this project this time. So whether you think it's a great idea, whether you think it's a shitty idea, whether you think, you know what, I really want you to talk more about tools, or I really want you to talk about something that you didn't even think about, write this to me. Because otherwise, I'm just going to keep recording stuff that I find interesting. And maybe this is not exactly what you want to hear. So help me out. Shoot me an email to jay@imjulie.com. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't even have to have a body. You can just write in the title of the email, like your new idea about project management, or don't do the project management stuff. That is everything I want from you. Now, just to get you a feel of some of the topics that I want to cover before you can make up a decision if you're in favor of this change or not, here are a few ideas. So leadership, finding the right professionals, managing them, ditching emotions from your business, how to be impartial when you try to make a decision about your business, how to lead without your ego, how to lead people that are physically far, far away from you, how to handle people in different time zones, how to know what you need to do in an area that you have never dealt with before. For example, if you're an amazing artist and you want to sell your art online, you want to have an Etsy shop, but you have no idea how to set this up. The tech part scares you. The marketing part scares you. The social media part scares you. You don't know where to start. How to become informed in these subjects, in these areas, enough to take your business to the next level? And how can you do it with the minimal amount of effort and without falling into those rabbit holes? Because we all know that something like that can take half a year just learning how to set up an e-shop or how to learn how to create a new website when all you wanted to do was paint pictures and sell them, you know, paint drawings, sorry, and sell them. So all these things and how you can take this one thing that you truly want to do and how you wrap it in all the other stuff that you're not a pro in, but you really need to be because you're a solopreneur, because you just can't afford to hire someone like me to do it for you, how you can make it happen. If you're interested in this, send me an email to jay@imjulie.com and tell me that you like it or you dislike it. And if you dislike it, I would really appreciate if you can write one thing that you would like me to talk about, because I'm here for you guys. Obviously, I'm having a ton of fun. Obviously, this is something I enjoy doing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it for a year and a half now. But I really want to hear from you this time. So help me out and write me an email to jay@imjulie.com. This is everything for today, guys. I will talk to you next time. Until next time, remember that life's too short. So tell me what you want me to talk about. I'll see you next time. Bye.